Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features there on the site totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to continue taking your phone calls about what you want, and then coming up, the cop who's been working... Oh, wait, no, he's not. He's been on receiving a paycheck for 7 years, like, as though he were working, but hasn't actually shown up for work. We'll explain what's going on.
I want a job like that.
Yeah. Well, you probably wouldn't be able to do it because it would require being a government bureaucrat.
Yeah, I don't want one that bad.
It might conflict with your moral system. But we'll tell you more about that. Of course, your calls come first. So let's first talk to Greg in Massachusetts. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hello, hello. How's it going, guys?
Hey, Greg.
Anyhow, so I want to talk on the whole hack of this thing real quick because I work with computer security in an academic-type environment. But, of course, there's a crossover. I guess I have some sort of, like, connection to or knowledge of members of the black hat community. And what I would say is first of all, anyone that I know or talk to in the black hat community, I don't know who they are, really. I don't know how on earth to really get a hold of them. They usually just get a hold of me. And so I wouldn't worry too much about, like, you being put at risk for associating people like that because they don't trust you enough to ever leave a link between the two of you. But yeah, the other thing I would say was...
That's what I was trying to get at, Greg, and I'm glad you brought that up, is that, you know, the code name here is anonymous, right? And,
yeah,
and
exactly,
they're doing stuff that is illegal, and they're not going to go around and tell, hey, just so you know, I'm doing illegal stuff, so just for your own protection, and tell that to all of their Facebook friends? Really? No.
I mean, just to give you an idea, like, one person that I was talking to briefly, anyhow, basically, because I was asking harmless stuff. It was just, you know, innocent questions. I was asking for, like, academic purposes. But the deal was anything I sent to him had to be encrypted. And if I sent something unencrypted, he wouldn't even respond to it. He would just pretend that he never got it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a very high level of security and anonymity there. These people aren't dumb. But the other thing I would say, which is far more important, and I'm sure you'll understand this, Dale, coming from a computer background, too, is, you know, when we hear about these types of, quote, hacktivism things in the media, and we hear about groups like Anonymous and whatnot, you know, you really should think back to the trials of guys like Craig Niedorf and Kevin Mitnick. To remember that, generally speaking, what you're dealing with here is, like Anonymous, for example, it's mainly high school kids who've downloaded a piece of software that hit the web server a bunch of times. You know, like, generally, these charges get dramatically trumped up by the media, which just causes career-hungry government prosecutors to trump up their claims against them and then pursue them in court. And often these things are not able to find reasonable legal resolutions because the government feels like they have to make a show now in front of the media speculation. Just to give you an idea, Kevin Mitnick was a hacker in the 90s, and he basically broke into some corporate systems and, like, stole some corporate secrets. I mean, it was nothing crazy. He was kind of your average hacker, but the New York Times did a big thing on him, and they really trumped up the claims to basically sell more articles. And what happened as a result of that was Kevin Mitnick spent 4 to 5 years in jail before he even went to trial.
Wow.
Because the government convinced the judge. And listen to how absolutely stupid and ridiculous it is. The government convinced the judge that Mitnick could set off nuclear weapons by whistling into a phone.
Wow.
and Craig Niedorf was a 19-year-old college student who was accused of stealing a document that Bell South claimed was worth like $80,000 and could shut down all the 911 phone systems, blah, blah, blah. Anyhow, just to keep it brief, it goes to court. It comes out that, number one, the price tag of the document included like the cost of the machine that it was written on. Number two, you could order the same information for $10 if you called the Bell South information line. And number three, what ultimately happened was he was facing 65 years in jail by the government prosecutors. Mm. And halfway through the trial, it went from 65 years in jail to they're offering him a misdemeanor So he refuses the plea bargain, and they just drop the whole case, and wow. He goes home a free man.
This is your tax money well spent, people. But I'll bet you that prosecutor got his name in front of some folks. He's a hard-nosed guy.
The only reason that the Craig Niederhof trial reached a reasonable resolution, which means that they dropped the charges, was because the media didn't cover it. It was only the lack of media speculation over the trial that even allowed it to get dropped. And also, Craig Niederhof owed $100,000 debt when the whole thing was over.
To who? The lawyers?
Yeah, to his lawyers to pay his legal fees. It cost him $100,000 to put that defense together. So, thanks for having me on the show, guys, but I just wanted to comment on that real quick.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, Greg, at 800-259-9231 as we continue. Nate is listening in Wisconsin. Nate, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, good to talk to you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight, Nate?
The first thing I wanted to say, I have a few issues I was going to touch on. Glad you guys are putting out the show. This isn't an argument against what you're saying. Yes, the question concerning the 9/11 conspiracy, you know, is it really relevant, the truth of something that happened 10 years ago, concerning the conspiracy of it, or is that kind of what you're saying?
I was saying that it is not relevant to me and my goal of talking about the ideas of liberty and bringing people to understanding the ideas and understanding that government is force, it is a violent monopoly, and that it does hurt people and that we need to move past it. It's a barbaric relic of the past, and we need to move into a voluntary society, and no conspiracy theory will help advance that particular viewpoint.
Nor do I think that's very convincing to people when they hear it. And the example I used was the JFK assassination. There have been a couple of other conspiracy theory things that were proven to be right much later on, and that it hasn't really caused a groundswell of any response.
And I think it doesn't affect my view of it, because the analogy I've used is if I knew if someone had murdered 200 people and there was this little group of people who was constantly arguing about 10 more murders that were not quite proven overtly, but that, you know, they were insistent that he killed 10 other people. I'm like, he killed 200 people. Why does this matter? You know, and that's where I'm looking at. You're trying to tell me that, whatever the government that we have right now is doing astronomically horrible things overtly out in the open. They're guilty already in my mind. So this doesn't matter. It really doesn't. It's the one more murder on top of a serial killer that's killed 200 people.
Except this one murder, you've got to go and jump through a million hoops in order to try to make a coherent case and prove
what?
It to people.
You know, they're already murders.
Yeah, we've already got the dead bodies. We've already got the evidence, the hard evidence that the government is bad. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, and my thought was the counter argument to is it relevant, and if you feel it is, why? The reason of the relevancy for today is that it really is what has led us today to where we are today and where we're going, and the attacks on liberty. Let me speak.
Well, no.
You said it is. You said it is.
Yeah, let me speak, though. I could clarify.
I'd be happy to. What is it you're referring to when you say it, though? Please.
But if you keep interrupting, I can't get to that, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. What I'm referring to is, yes, we know the tactics, we know the problems, the things you just said. The it is, it's the actions behind it. It's the fact that at ground zero.
You're talking about 9/11. Just to make it clear, you're talking about 9/11. That's what I was asking.
Excuse me, sir. I'm talking about ground zero. At the ground zero, when the commission report was being written, all the investigation, you know, the grand investigation that they had that came out in the report afterward. Ground Zero, all those groups of the architects, they've been on TV talking about this for years now, and they're kind of in a haze. The thermite that was found, the physical evidence, we're not just talking about a conspiracy theory, but physical evidence that was included in the original report when it went through Washington.
Sure, there's always
matter to me.
Yeah, there's always people that have these. So, I'll tell you what, I'll bring you back here in a moment, because I don't know what you're talking about, Ground Zero. We're coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
By the way, Dale joining us from his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. Actually, you've got two websites now that are promotable. There's anarchyinyourhead.com and FlamingFreedom.com. The first is your comic website, which you have just kind of reinitiated. I mean, it's been there, but you've kind of taken some time off for a while because you were a little bummed out.
Yeah, I just it didn't feel like it was moving forward very very much. And so I just kind of got discouraged after a while, and then I wasn't...
You weren't getting the appreciation.
I basically went off schedule, and I wasn't putting comics up that much. And
yeah, you weren't getting the appreciation that you were looking for from doing the work.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wasn't getting the sense. Like, I wasn't getting the sense it was moving forward. I wasn't getting people linking comics and posting them, or you know, the kind of things that would help get it moving forward. And so eventually, I just kind of didn't make comics as often. And then people started complaining when I didn't post comics. So
in order to remedy that, you created a new method for encouraging people to get. I guess give you what you're looking for to post the comics.
Well, I put it in the fans' control. To control the schedule. So I have a chip in. When it hits $40, I release a comic.
I think that's pretty cool. And it's worked out already. I mean, you just started it.
It is working out pretty well. In the one sense, you know, people stopped complaining. That was the good thing. That was sort of the main goal. I didn't know if I'd raise money or not. And I actually did
raise... It's empowering, right?
It is. I did actually get a comic out very quickly because I got surprised by some initial donations. And now I'm
and
like
that was the Anarkitty.
Anarkitty came out, which I think awesome. People are real excited about. And then now I'm like $15 away from a second comic before that one will get released. It's all ready to go. I've got it ready and queued up. I even have a little preview, a little chip out of it as a preview for people.
So as soon as you finish one and get it posted, you immediately start working on the next one.
I'm going to try to have several queued up, actually.
I see.
You know, at the moment I'm one ahead, but I'd like to be more, you know. But if I don't have one ready, I'll stop what I'm doing and get one.
Right, because
it's like 24 hours from when the chip in hits 40, I'll have a comic.
If somebody drops $400 on your butt, you're going to be in trouble
working.
Yeah, I mean, at most I can post one a day.
Yeah.
The software won't even take more than
really?
That. Yeah, the site can't handle more than one comic a day, but if I get a whole bunch of donations, I'll just sit there
busy?
Crank out comics.
Cool.
But
so you can go and you can basically help Dale publish Anarchy in Your Head over at anarchyinyourhead.com. It's good to have it back. Of course, you also are doing your radio show at flamingfreedom.com on a weekly basis, and people get the archives of that there. It's a GLBT-friendly, liberty-oriented show.
Right, and it's important people understand that I want to do... I have other projects that are pressing, and I have to be able to justify the comics, and right now I just needed to know that people really wanted to see the comics before I can justify the time it takes. A lot of time.
So back to the phones in just a moment here, but first,
have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who need to be able to take their cases to court and win without a lawyer, without spending all that extra money. It's so easy, the average 8th grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It works in every state of the union and in countries around the world. Anyone that works in the English common law system costs less than an hour with any good lawyer. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, we're going to go back to Nate in Wisconsin. Nate, you're back with us here. You are defending the conspiracy theory world, and you were making a point, and we kind of ran short on... Nope, Nate dropped off the line. Well, you know, one of the things about people in the conspiracy world and these people with kind of more obscure things they want to talk about is they get very upset when I interrupt to ask a question to clarify, as though they are being infringed upon. Their right to talk unmolested is being infringed upon. And I hope I can explain this for you to where it's understandable. I have to ask questions when I don't understand. Otherwise, I'm just patronizing you.
And if you don't understand something, there's a very good chance there's a lot of listeners that don't understand it either, and they want to hear that clarification.
Right. Nate used the term it.
It.
And he wasn't very clear as to what it was. What I think Nate was saying...
He said something like, it is the source of all of the things that have been done, and I didn't know what he meant. And
right.
So what is it?
And then asking it means, sir, I'm talking here. You know, and I get it. You want to be able to say what you want to be able to say, but... It's important, you know, like that's our job as hosts. Our job is to make sure that everybody's understood clearly, among other things.
It's part of having a conversation
and
understanding what someone is saying to you.
What I think he's trying to say is that 9/11 is the basis that so many government intrusions were based upon.
That's what it sounded like.
The Patriot Act, the war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq, and, you know, I'm sure you can come up with more things. The FBI running running around creating terrorists out of normal law-abiding, otherwise law-abiding citizens.
But I thought that the government was getting larger and more intrusive and oppressive before 9/11.
It certainly was. The Patriot Act was introduced before it was introduced as the USA Patriot Act.
Right.
It was introduced as something else. The verbiage was there. They had it all ready to go. So they tried it before. If they didn't do it for 9/11, they would have done it for something else.
You bet.
And inside the conspiracy theory world, there are people in that world that believe that everything is a conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything from Hurricane Katrina to, you know, the global warming to the lack of global warming. I mean, everything you can come up with, it's all a conspiracy theory. So at what point do you stop this? I don't know whether 9/11 was truth or fiction or, you know, what part the government's telling the truth about, what they're lying about. I couldn't possibly know that. I do know that the government's become more intrusive. It will use any circumstance that it can to drive its agenda further and further home. If it wasn't this one, it'd be something else. So it's not the issue, the 9/11 issue. It's the issue that the government will use any circumstance to drive more legislation home.
Yeah, there's no doubt the government has gotten more intrusive after 9/11, but that was just their convenient excuse. As you pointed out, that Patriot Act was ready to rock and roll. They had that thing pre-written. They were just waiting for something.
And if you convince people, most of the people that are going to be reachable have been reached, first of all. The rest are mostly dismissive of you. And my reason for being fairly dismissive, and I admit that I am, is because it doesn't change anything for me. I've always said that there's what the government says happened, there's what this detailed explanation that various conspiracy theorists have about what happened, and I think the reality
the truth.
Is somewhere in between.
Somewhere else.
The truth is somewhere in the middle,
and, spending
and it
years
doesn't matter
of
where it is.
Right.
It really
doesn't.
These
people have spent a decade of their lives attempting to ferret out or ascertain what the truth is in this matter, and some of them believe they've figured it out, but I don't have that kind of time, and it doesn't matter to me anyway what the actual truth is. Wherever that truth is in between those two extremes that you discussed is irrelevant to me and my goals of achieving liberty in my lifetime.
If I found exactly what happened on 9/11, it wouldn't change what I can do about it.
No, that's true.
It still doesn't change single person am able to do.
Absolutely.
In this world with an intrusive, violent government.
The solution is still the same. If you believe that the government is too big and, you know, we need to get we need to advance to an idea of liberty for all, a peaceful, voluntary society, then the objectives are still the same, regardless of what the truth is on 9/11. The things you can do are still the same options. You can join the Free State Project, get active, stand up, speak out, disobey, non-cooperate, and get some Totosacks at Totosack.us, TOTASAK.US. At the very least, it'll help you bring the groceries back in, and that's important, too, from the car. It's a great little device, Totosack.us. You can go there to order it, or just call in right now at 603-435-1105. You'll win a two-pack. That's 603-435-1105 for a two-pack of the Totosack. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY. Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the
the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to Le Cig. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. Le Cig for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. We've got a webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. Watch, listen, and interact. The chat room built into the very same page. So head on over to cam.freetalklive.com and know that it's free, brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They have the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers at discounts as high as 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
So, we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. At the very beginning of the show, we gave you an update on Julian Heichlin, who is, I would say he's a hero of mine. I mean, the guy is an incredible activist, 79 years old. All he does is hand out flyers in front of federal courthouses. I mean, it's not like he's doing the most outrageous form of activism or anything like that, but apparently the federal government has been outraged by it. They feel very threatened by him handing out fully informed jury association information. That's FEJA.org to learn more about them, informing jurors of their right to nullify a verdict or to nullify a law by returning a verdict of not guilty in a case. So, for instance, if you're on a jury of a drug case and you're like me and you think that drug laws are incredibly stupid and destructive and counterintuitive and morally wrong, that you can, or for whatever reason, you can say not guilty. Even if all the facts in the case point to this guy having, 20 pounds of marijuana in his trunk, you can say not guilty because you believe that the drug war should end. And that's what jury nullification is. And Julian Heichlin has been arrested multiple times for performing
these acts of outreaching to people and giving them flyers out in front of federal courthouses. Bile is actually with us, and we talked earlier this week about your case, Bile, about the settlement that was made with the federal government bureaucrats having to send out a memo, apparently, to all of their agents, letting them know that they should not be arresting or harassing people who are taking photos outside of federal buildings. Of course, it didn't matter anyway, because they're still harassing people because they know they can, and there's no real punishment. It's just a memo that went out. But nonetheless, you know Julian Heiklin personally. You were arrested along with him at one point in the past, and so you've got an update for us.
Yeah, so I just got off the phone with him like 5 minutes ago, and he's now home. He's been home since about 8 p.m., and he said he's going to have, you know, full detail of everything that occurred today. He'll post to his website, tyrannyfighters.com, but he gave me a quick rundown so I could let everyone know that he's all right, and that, you know, he was arrested this morning at 6 a.m., under the ruse that someone was breaking into his car, and then his daughter opened the door, they barged in. He asked for their badge numbers and their names, and when they didn't, he went disobedient, went on the floor, and he said he didn't say anything until hours and hours later when they finally took him into court. They took him to the hospital first, and then he said that they gave him an actual exam, not torture, like they've done in the past when he was taken to hospitals in New York City. He said he actually got a real good quality exam from the hospital. So he said it showed the inefficiency of the federal government. They haven't gotten to the small-time hospitals and told them that they need to torture people. Hmm. So he was taken out from the hospital. He went in a four-car caravan. He was face down the whole time, handcuffed, to New York City into the courtroom. They took his fingerprints and photos. They brought him to a cell where he took a nap, so he really doesn't know how long he was there. And then they took more photos and fingerprints afterwards. He said nothing at first in the court. And then eventually he got really frustrated with what was going on and sort of blurted out that they were violating a bunch of amendments and didn't understand the Constitution, and agreed that he finally agreed to have someone as a standby counsel, and that woman calmed him down. Eventually the government wanted a $10,000 bond for him to be released.
And now, wait a minute, this is a $10,000 bond because he skipped out on court?
Yes. So
wow.
he was arrested on a bench warrant for not showing up to an arraignment from a grand jury indictment of jury tampering. The reason he didn't show up was because it's on journeyfighters.com, but he said that he wasn't given sufficient time. I think he said that you're supposed to get 20 days notice, and he was only given 15, so he couldn't prepare correctly, so he asked for an extension, and he wanted to know something about whether or not he could get a jury trial, and so he didn't show up. There was some controversy around that. Some people asked him to go anyway, but that's why there was a bench warrant out for his arrest.
Wow.
He didn't want to just skip out, but he was trying to talk to the court, and they were being unresponsive.
So the $10,000 bond, was that not approved? Because, I mean, he's out, right? I mean, he's not still in jail.
Right, he's out. So the government wanted $10,000 bond. His standby counsel said countered with $1,000. They ended up going on $2,500 bond, and he's required to show up to court in Newark, New Jersey, and then on next Thursday and next Friday at that courthouse at 500 Pearl Street in Manhattan.
So somebody ponied up $2,500 to get him out today?
No, they said if he doesn't show up at these two court dates, then they'll charge him.
I see. Gotcha. So, and these court dates are did they reschedule an arraignment, or did they already move past that without him being there?
He didn't give me a lot of details about it, but it seemed like they're more like check-ins or something. It was less about the case and more about just.
We want you to be obedient. You were a naughty boy, and you didn't show up at your arraignments, and now we're just going to have you come in and make sure that you can show up on time before we move on, is basically what this is.
That's what it appears.
Yeah.
And then he said that apparently, so he was hoping, part of the reason he didn't show up is because he wanted to know information about whether or not he could get a jury trial out of this jury tampering charge. And apparently, since it's, it holds less than 6 months sentence, they won't give him a jury trial.
Oh boy.
And he,
you know. Just hearing, I'm sorry, Bile, I'll let you continue in just a second here, but, you know, just hearing the way they use the grand jury to indict him on jury tampering for handing out pamphlets on the steps of a federal courthouse just shows me how broken the grand jury system is. The grand jury system was intended to make it so that somebody couldn't be charged on a big charge for bull crap. And that's, in fact, what he's being charged with, felony jury tampering for handing out pamphlets. I mean, who are these people that are showing up for these grand juries? I mean, how mind-numb must they be? Or what kind of lies are they being told? I don't know. But their responsibility is supposed to be to the people and not to that prosecutor in there.
Yeah, from my understanding, grand juries are entirely corrupted.
Yeah, that's what I understand, too.
Well, I know that we did some grand jury outreach here in Keene a couple of years ago. We haven't done it in a little while because no one has had anything that they wanted to put in front of them. But at that time, the folks were pretty receptive. They meet for several months in a row, and so we went the first week or the first month that they were meeting, and we went the next month as well to do kind of follow-up. And the second month, the same group of people were very, very cold to us. And I think we just lost Bile. I'm not sure what happened there. The group of people was very, very cold to us. And it was as though they had been told something in between, you know, the first time and the second time. Because the first time they were fine. They took the flyers or whatever, and it was no big deal. But the second time, they were, in many cases, just out-and-out rude to us. And so who knows what kind of poisonous information they were given, what kind of lies they were told about how dangerous it is to, you know, talk to those activists out front. Bile, do you have any other final thoughts? I think this might be the callback.
Yeah, the only...
Got a bad connection. We're going to put you on hold here. Maybe you can clear up on the cell, and we'll bring Bile back from blogofbile.com. He's also one of the folks behind the scenes over at tyrannyfighters.com, which is Julian Heichlin's website. 800-259-9231. The federal government prosecuting an 80-year-old man almost for handing out flyers.
Is it time for a new roof? Or maybe some roof repairs? If the roof on your house is old, weathered, or in need of help, you can save $500 by calling Sears right now. That's right, Sears Roofing. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation at 888-306-7722, and Free Talk Live listeners will save $500. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. They have a variety of popular shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. And you'll save $500 if you call them today. For roofing done right, call Sears at 888-306-7722. Hurry, the offer ends soon. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Call Sears now at 888-306-7722 and save $500. That number again is 888-306-7722.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump-outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Phone lines are actually pretty loaded up. Bots are good. If you call in now, you're probably not going to get on. You can, of course, always call in tomorrow night. We do this thing six nights a week, and if it's on Sunday night, there's still a show. It's the internet-only edition over at freetalklive.com, so technically seven nights a week. And don't forget to join us at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. And if you like the show, then you can voluntarily support us by going to promote.freetalklive.com and get a list of things that you can do there to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to freetalklive.com, or actually promote.freetalklive.com, to get that list. And thank you in advance for whatever it is you do to spread the ideas of this program, to get Free Talk Live into more ears. By the way, you want to get a chance to see Free Talk Live produced live? It's not really the biggest reason to come to Porkfest, but it will be happening. We will be doing the show live every night from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2011 Porkfest. It's happening June 20th through the 26th, and it is going to be a blast, at least if any prior Porkfests are an indication. Porkfest just keeps getting bigger and bigger every single year. It's going to be everything from live musical performances to family fun to agorism in action. Porkfest has something for everyone who loves freedom. And it's the best part about it is that you get to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people for as up to an entire week. Some people, maybe you can just come up for the weekend. That's still worth the trip. If you can make it all week, that'll be worthwhile as well, because it's an absolute blast to be in an opportunity, you know, kind of in a close environment, a camping-style situation right next to the White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground with other people that get freedom.
It's been a weekend event. That sort of unofficially is always a week-long event, right? And now I think this year they made it more official that it's actually a week-long event.
That's my understanding.
The bulk of it still happens on the weekend. That's when you want to come up and spend your time. But like I said, people have so much fun. A lot of people come up on Sunday night or Monday morning.
Yeah, don't miss out.
They are weak.
June 20th through the 26th. Go to porkfest.com to get registered. Early bird registration is available now. $25 for the whole week. Now, obviously, camping is additional on top of that, and they've got regular camping sites. They've got RV sites. They've got a motel. There's some hotels down the road that maybe are a little nicer if that's the kind of thing you'd like to do. So different types of stays are available. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Use our coupon code, FREETALKLIVE. That's all one word in that case. Use that coupon code to save 20%. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, Dennis, listening in Alabama, in Huntsville, to WBHP. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, hi. How y'all doing? Hey,
just great, Dennis. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to put this point across. You know, my way of fighting back, well, especially against the police, because I hate them all with a passion, because one of them framed me once, and it caused me to lose the only girl I ever loved in my life. So I fight back. But the coolest trick I ever did actually was well, I can't discuss a lot of things on radio, but anyway, this one thing, when I first moved to Florida, it was Jacksonville, Florida, all right, I got a job working in a hospice right next to downtown police station, so when they died, I got a dishwasher, okay? So I go outside and see the changes, the shifts. I'd memorize everybody and everything, the vehicles, all of it, in uniform, out of uniform. And you may say, well, what good was that? Well, I'll tell you what good it was. When I was over at a friend's pop party, I mean, this guy had some good stuff, too, man, I'm telling you. I don't know where he got it from, but it's good stuff. I was able to save everybody from getting busted on that thing because, I mean, I had a joint, okay, the first one, and I said, wow, man, you know, cool. But then I said, hey, I got this radar blip. So I said, come with me. We go to the front door, look out. I said, those two cars sitting out there, are those anybody you're expecting? He says, no. I said, well, that's two carloads of cops right there getting ready to bust this party. Well, how do you know? Well, because I work right next to the police station, and I memorize these cops when I'm on smoke breaks.
So you knew what the undercover cars were, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
You recognize the people in them, right?
In their own personal vehicle, all right? So they come on out. So I said, I'm going to go out front. I'll just distract these guys for a little bit while you take care of everything. So he did. So when the cops come in there, well, they smelled air freshener in the air, you know how that goes, and a little pot of smoke, and I heard toilet flushing, stuff like that. Okay, well, the cops couldn't do anything. They left. Now, what was the coolest thing about the whole deal here was after the cops are gone, my buddy says, hey, Dennis, come here. I'm going to show you something. So everybody walked outside to the backyard, and he had this fake flower garden and all like that. I mean, this thing on the front looks like a real flower garden, but he just lift this lid, pull this thing up, and everybody's pot was stashed right there. Hey, we went back to partying, man.
Far out, Dennis. Thanks for the story. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. However, quick tip for anybody having a party, whether it be a pot party or a high school party, whatever, you don't want the cops there. If they show up, you don't want them inside your home.
Step outside and shut the door behind you.
Better yet, don't even answer the door. Don't even talk to these people. There's no reason for you to talk to them unless you're the one who called them there for some particular reason. If they just show up,
they're not there to help you.
No, they're conducting an investigation and they're looking to put people in cages. So it's better if, you know,
you're completely within your rights to not help them to prosecute you for something.
Any question you answer is getting them one step closer to making an arrest.
Yeah.
So the best thing you can do, and this according to Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, former narcotics officer, the best thing you can do is completely ignore them. And also, inform your guests of this as well. The last thing you want is somebody who doesn't know any better swinging a door, hey, officer, you know, and then letting whoever the cops are in. All it takes is that one person to let them in, and then it's all over at that point.
Yeah, because if they have a warrant, they will bust your door in. And if they don't have a warrant, they need and they usually need you to open the door in order to get what they would call some reasonable suspicion.
Correct.
In order to be able to get come in without a warrant. Like if they smell pot and you open that door, they get a smell of pot or something like that. Mm-hmm. Now, or if they see something through the door, maybe they see someone who looks maybe like they might be underage, who knows what. Something really innocuous maybe in your mind, but that might be the little thing they need to come in without a warrant.
Yeah, and they're going to try to intimidate you, which is one of the reasons why you don't want to talk to them, because they'll make stuff up, they'll lie to you, and they'll try to, kind of intimidate their way inside or intimidate you into being obedient to them. So it's just better, look, turn down the music if that was an issue. If you think your neighbors called on you because the music was too loud, turn the music down, but don't answer the door.
Yeah.
They will go away. Idea. They will go away.
Tell everyone to quiet down, turn on the music.
Let's continue and talk to Michael, listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Sure, that is not a good way to start a radio call.
That wasn't his first call ever.
No, but he did wait all hour to say OS on the radio. Good job, dude. All right, so OrlandoSentinel.com reporting on the Davie Police Department's Officer Kevin Kilpatrick. He hasn't reported to duty for 7 years, but is still being paid $80,000 a year. He's made more than $550,000 so far for not working. He's 41, has been investigated on accusations involving a domestic abuse call cover-up as well as a DUI charge. The department fired him twice, and twice he won his job back, once from an arbitrator, once from a federal judge. You talk about these government unions that are in the news right now? Well, it's the government unions that make it so it's impossible, so I understand it at least, make it so it's impossible or near impossible to fire these people. Even if these guys are doing something that's really bad, this department decided it was in their best interest to fire him, but he got his job back twice. I mean, how many times can you do that in the private sector?
And a lot of times, maybe they don't work in the same place, they just get transferred. Like that particular department won't want to deal with them, and they'll transfer them somewhere else, or else it'll be the thin blue line. They don't want to screw them over, so they'll transfer them rather than fire them, and that way they're, you know, whoever complained about them doesn't see them in that district anymore, and now they're somewhere else.
Right.
Just continuing.
These public employee unions are just...
so much like the Catholic Church.
It's so crazy.
Under the settlement in a federal case, Kilpatrick was supposed to return to work and get a job behind a desk. Kilpatrick was hired in 1994, said that all along he wanted to come back to work, but his attorney says the town has put hoops in his way, insisting he complete a polygraph, even though that was not part of the settlement. Town officials have since backed down, but are now requiring him to complete his recertification as a police officer so that he can return to work. They've argued that he is permanently unfit for duty, based on the opinion of one psychologist from 2007. They say they worry the unfit for duty finding could make the town liable if the officer got involved in a shooting, for instance. But a more recent opinion from a psychiatrist disputes that earlier finding. Kilpatrick is indeed fit for duty, they say, and able to work as a cop both mentally and physically. Do you think the town wants to pay him to sit at home on his fanny? According to one of these government people, the town wanted him back to work but in a dispatcher desk job and is now in a kind of catch-22. They're duty-bound under the settlement agreement to pay him. So this federal court decided that this guy should have his job back, and the town is kind of dragging their feet on, you know, letting him back onto the force, and as a result, they still have to pay him. Right. As a result, they still have to pay him, even though they don't want him there. So you've got the unions as a factor here, and the federal government as another factor. Two things that, we certainly don't need the feds. More coming up tomorrow night. We'll see you then.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, and bed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.